that we celebrate Christmas at all. I hope that bringing glory to God and focusing on that should be the main attraction. Don't drive yourself crazy trying to get everything done, but instead rejoice in what He has done for you. Don't just be thankful for whatever gifts you get from each other. Be thankful for the gift that you've got from the Savior. A right Christmas keeps the focus on Almighty God. And a right Christmas will bring us to the place of gratitude and a place of worship. Marinate in the right mindset, add in one part perfect miracle, stir in real meaning, need in the right motive. Verses 15 through 20, spread the right message until thoroughly covered. But in verse 15 through 20, it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Well, I tell you what, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That is really what we're hoping to do. And when we see what God has done through Christ in our life, how can we not help but tell someone else? And what I fear is that people get so taken up with Santa Claus and all the foolishness, and they forget about the main focus. Listen, Christmas is not about a fairy tale that rides in a sleigh. Jesus rides on the wind and walks on the water. Yeah. It's not a fairy tale, or not about a fairy tale that comes once a year. Jesus is an ever-present help in a time of need. It's not about a fairy tale that comes down your chimney. Jesus stands at your door of your heart and knocks. Amen. It's not about a fairy tale that fills your stocking with goodies. Let me tell you something. Christ supplies all of your needs.
Amen.
You have to wait in line to see the fat man at the mall. But Jesus is as close as simply mentioning His name.
Amen.
It's not about a fairy tale that lets you sit in His lap. Jesus holds you in the hollow of His hand. It's not about a fairy tale that has a belly like a bowl full of jelly. But I'll tell you this, Christ has a heart of love. It's not about a fairy tale that's whose little helpers makes new toys. It's about Christ who makes new lives. It's not about a fairy tale that puts gifts under a tree. Jesus became our gift and died on a tree.
Yes.
Now, those aren't original with me, but I think they bear repeating. I think they are a good reminder to make sure that we have not only the right mindset, but making sure that we're spreading the right message. Listen, if we go around, and I don't know how often, and you probably hear this as you're going through stores or whatever, and the checkout cashier always asks our kids, are you ready for Santa? Now, I didn't do this with the other three, but when Quincy was young, I taught him to say, Bah humbug Santa Claus. But I'll tell you, we want to make sure that the right message is getting out. And it's okay to say Jesus is the reason for the season, but that almost means that everything else is preeminent, and this is just kind of a speed bump to get to what we really want to do. I don't think we can do any better this Christmas than to share the gospel with those that don't know Christ. That's the greatest gift that mankind has ever given. And so I'd like to ask you, are you going to have a very merry Christmas? I think that if you will marinate in the right mindset, if you'll add in one part miracle, stir in real meaning, knead in the right motive, and spread the right message until thoroughly covered, you will have a very merry Christmas. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. I thank you for the Christmas story. and as a reminder of what you've done for us. I pray, Lord, you would help us maintain our focus. Lord, it's not wrong that, we know it's not wrong that to have family, that's a good thing, and to have fellowship and to exchange gifts. But Lord, in all that, help us to keep you preeminent above all things, in our mind, in our families, and in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.